This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Periodically, we check in with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer to cover a number of health topics. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, let's go through the county COVID-19 update for the past week. What can you tell us?
Well, the number of cases of COVID is low and stably low, and that is certainly a good sign. So both in Douglas County and in the state, we're having a relatively low number of cases and a relatively low number of hospitalizations.
And I know it seems to be at this stage of things kind of going back and forth. Some weeks are up a bit, some weeks are down a bit.
Yeah, so things undulate a little bit depending upon especially big parties that sometimes have then lots of cases associated with them. But for the most part, the number of cases is relatively low. And by now, most people have either got the vaccine or had the disease or both, and they've got pretty good protection against severe disease.
So let's talk about where we're at with the current booster recommendations.
So we have a new great booster. It's called the bivalent booster, which has some elements of the original virus and some elements of the Omicron strain. And those are put together in a single vaccine. There's one by Pfizer and one by Moderna. They're just starting to arrive here in town. And we're recommending that everybody who's 12 and above get a bivalent booster.
So is that even if you have gotten a second booster already as an adult?
Right. As long as you're 2 months since the last time you got one, we're recommending that everyone get this one because this one is different. It has the Omicron in it. The previous boosters did not.
Now, let's talk about fall flu. It's getting to that time of year. What's up there with the flu vaccinations?
So flu vaccines are beginning to arrive in town. As you know, we usually recommend that people get their flu vaccines in October, November. I got mine this week, did fine with it. So there is, it's here, it's around. We're recommending people get the flu vaccine. We know that our flu season is somewhat predicted by the flu season in Australia in the 6 months before because of their seasonal difference. And they had an early and more severe flu season than typical. So we're expecting perhaps an earlier and more severe flu season here. So we're recommending that people get the flu shot.
And any idea why their season, why they had more of it in the past few months?
Well, they had very little flu in the last few years because the protections of masking and such for COVID work very well for flu also. And so they, like the United States, had a very low flu season the last few years. And with low flu seasons, then people, their immunity to the flu wanes. And during the COVID time, the number of people got the flu booster waned. And so with low amounts of flu and low amounts of flu vaccine, the general level of immunity to flu has somewhat lessened. And that's probably the reason that they had a more severe than typical flu year. Now, it wasn't the worst flu year they've had, but it was certainly more than the last few years.
Give us an update on monkeypox in Oregon. Where do things stand there?
So monkeypox is also really flattened out. We still have no cases in Douglas County. There are about 180 cases throughout the rest of the state, but none yet in Douglas County. And the number of new cases is really starting to fall. So it looks like we've probably got this one at least partially in hand. But many of the new cases really don't know where they got it from. So there probably is still some reservoir of disease out there. So people need to be careful, especially people who are having close contact. Right now, it seems mostly to be the population of men who have sex with men, but we know that it could easily escape from that population. So we're asking people to be cautious.
As we go into fall here, what are some of the other fall health concerns?
Well, I think we mentioned the big ones, which we think that COVID is going to start increasing come November, December because of declining immunity, and we can prevent that with the bivalent booster. We also think that flu is going to be an issue, so we want people to get their flu shots. And then the other big ones for the winter are going to be just preparedness for emergencies. We'll remember a few years ago when we had Snowmageddon, that was really quite severe. So we're asking people to be sure that they are prepared for winter emergencies. Certainly if you're traveling in your car to have extra food and extra clothing, at home to have extra water and food in case there should be another big snowstorm like we had with Snowmageddon.
And, of course, time for people that are on different medications, things like that, making sure that they are kept in adequate supply. If you get into one of these weather situations where you can't get out to the store for several days and you've got a very important medication, that could be an issue as well.
Yes, and it is a big issue because many of the pharmacies will not fill a prescription until it's exactly due. But we really are asking people to have at least a week's worth of important medications at home, because in the first week after a disaster, you may not be able to get to the store, and the stores may not be able to be replenished. So we're asking people to have at least a week of medications on hand.
And as well as we go into the fall and the weather starts to change, people have less opportunity to get out and get exercise. You've kind of gone from the other side of things over the years, talking about the importance of good health practices and staying fit so that you're better able to fight off all these other things that come along. What are some of the suggestions for being active in the fall when maybe you can't be outside quite as much?
Well, it is hard for people to do quite as much as they do in the summertime, but walking is a great activity that can be done any time of the year. Roseburg is having the walk on this Sunday morning, and we're encouraging people to do that. We should have reasonably good weather then. And walking and otherwise staying active is really important, especially as we age.
All right. Anything else from you, Dr. Bob?
Well, the good news is it's pretty quiet.
All right,
so I'm good.
All right, very good. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.